Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, this is the mayor, and right now you're locked in to Tony G and Friends. You got Hamida, Jazz, Mia, Tiffany, letting you know what's really popping out there, man. BlogTalkRadio.com/talkwithTonyG, 646-787-8087 is the math. Let's go.
Hey, 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 everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Talk with Tony G and Friends. I got my girls here with me tonight. I got Jazz. I got Hamida.
Hey.
And I got Mia up in here. So y'all know it's going to get juicy tonight.
Real juicy.
Ow.
Tonight we're going to be talking about women that hate on other women. Sex on a first date. Does it make you less of a man or a woman? Do you think you can be kept with good sex but no oral sex? I don't know if I could do that. And a couple of more topics that we'll be hitting on. Tonight we actually have a special guest that's going to be on with us tonight. Her name is Yakari Thomas, and she's an erotic author of Black Social Life. I'm going to take this call. Caller 678, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that you're on tonight.
I am too. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
What you sound cute.
So, you know, before we get into our, you know, topics, you know, take a minute, introduce yourself to our listeners, and, you know, give us a little more info about your book, Black Socialite. We definitely want to hear more about that.
Definitely.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, again, my name is Yakari Thomas. I'm a native of Atlanta, Georgia. I am married with 4 kids. I've been married for 17 years. And also, I'm the author of Black Socialite, which is a very intense book. It's a romantic / murder thriller mystery book with a hint of erotic tone to it. Basically, it just hints on all the things that are happening in Atlanta, and it's based on a love story that two people that are in love, but they basically are living separate lives. The person, Nikki, is the main character. She's an attorney, and Brandon, her former boyfriend, is a stockbroker in Atlanta, and they're both married to different people. So that makes the book a little bit more intriguing. So I'm just a little hint because I don't want to give away too much of it.
I know. That's right. I definitely want to, you know, read all of your books because they seem so interesting to me. And I'm so glad that you reached out to be a part of the show tonight. We definitely are glad to have you here.
Oh, well, thank you.
And did I mention I'm a preacher's kid, too? So let's just keep that in the in the book.
Okay, so just hang out with us tonight, and of course, we need your input on these topics.
Definitely.
So just bear with us, and let me take this next caller, okay?
Okay.
Hi, caller, you're on the line. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, this is Java Ford. I have spoken with you online this week.
Yes, hi, mother. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Doing well, doing well. How are you all?
We are
good.
All great, Valda. Valda is another guest that we have on tonight, and she's also involved in, you know, coaching up sex life and everything like that. We are actually going to get out your website so people can check that out. She's also an author who's written a couple of books as well. So we're definitely, definitely glad to have you on the show as well, Valda. And I want to thank you again.
My pleasure.
So tonight we're going to get on this topic. The first topic we're going to be talking about tonight is women that hate on other women. Valda, what do you think about that? Women that hate on other women, they don't want to see, you know, other women excel in life. You know, they rather bring them down and not compliment them on the things that, you know, they're bringing to the light. What do you think about that?
Wow. Unfortunately, we've been socialized to do it. As women, we always feel as if we're in competition with each other instead of being in a mode of collaboration. And I see some women trying to do differently. It's sad, but we can change it if we want to.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I definitely agree
with
that.
You agree with that as well, Yahiri?
I do. I think sometimes, well, most of the time it's situations of that caliber where women are hating on each other. It's the underlying issue there. Typically, a person that hates on anyone, they have their own issues. And sometimes it could be they see something in that other person that makes them feel like, you know what, I don't like that in me, so I definitely they're projecting it out on somebody else that hate on someone else. So I definitely think a lot of times it's basically an underlying issue.
Yeah, a lot of times it is their own insecurity. That's definitely true. But if that's what we've been taught from the womb, if that's what we've been shown to do, if we don't do it, then I don't know why we feel bad about it, like we didn't say anything. I've had people to come to the house to see other women who look great, and instead of saying, wow, look at her, she's really rocking that, or look at that great hairdo, it's like, oh, I wouldn't wear that, or look at that last year's clothing. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. And it's all about competition and just insecurity.
Absolutely.
I agree with that as well. And you also, you have women that are mute to the situation too. Like they'll say, oh, you know, she looks nice to themselves, but won't give them compliments, you know, directly.
You
have the hush type of women that maybe don't know how to approach another.
It may be, but, you know, we can determine that we're going to change that starting today, and hopefully everyone who's listening out there can just determine that the next time I see someone who looks great or who's succeeding in life or has a great job, nice car, I'll just compliment them, and then I'll feel better about the compliment.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I want to piggyback off that as well because, honestly, you know, if you're throwing out positivity, it always feels better. You know what I mean? If you give somebody a compliment, that just makes yourself feel, you know, so I definitely agree with that. Just take the time out and just be positive, you know, give a compliment here and there.
Yes, I agree. I tell a woman,
you
look great.
You
look great.
Me personally, I just feel like if I see someone that's doing a great job, that's doing it, you know, instead of me tearing it down, I want to be like, oh, I want to do that, too. Yeah. Well, I want to do that, too, instead of tearing it down and being negative about it. Okay, so right now, you know, we have a few more callers in line, but we're going to, you know, let them finish listening up. We're going to play a song selection for you guys. Yeah, I like to slow it down and play some romance music.
Ooh.
So at this time, So this time I'm going to play a track by Selena Johnson. It's called Slowly. I don't know if a lot of people heard of that, but it's very, very interesting. So you guys stay tuned and listen to this track for my channel. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Just 'cause he's
Ladies, how did you feel about that jam that I just played?
Awesome. Nice and sexy.
Yes. Trying to get it in the mood.
I know.
So the next topic we're going to touch on is sex on the first date. Does it make you less of a woman or a man? Valda, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think if you want to have sex on the first date, that's okay, but it's not smart. I mean, no matter how sexually liberated we think that we are, it's still, from all the men that I talk to, they still would prefer a woman that makes them chase them for a while. And also, with my background as a sex educator as well as everything else, I can tell you that, you know, you can take a moment to make sure that the guy is worth having you give the risk of even acquiring something from them. So that's my thought on it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I agree with you on that. But me, personally, I mean, I don't really see nothing wrong with, you know, having sex in the first year. I mean, the vibe is good, the chemistry is good. 9 times out of 10, a woman knows firsthand that they really want to have sex with a guy. You know what I'm saying? Because in all reality, it's always the women want to sex more than the men. You know, so
I don't know if that's reality or not. I mean, there might be some equal horniness going on. I can't say that anybody wants more than the other.
Yes. You
got to
really
feel
each other and get it in. As long as you know as a woman, we talk before then and it's the bottom frame, hey, why not? But not for everybody.
Yeah, everybody can't get it. Then when you do have the sex with a first date, you can't show them on. You can't give them everything.
Sure. Yeah, you can't unring that bell. So the thing is, you can't. So the whole thing is, if it's perfectly fine if you want to have sex on the first date, if you know what you're getting into, and if you're perfectly okay with the potential rejection that's going to happen after that, if you're not putting any emotions to it, and you're just going in for pleasure, that's all right. But if you're thinking that, oh, I'll go ahead because I'm feeling really great and he's going to reciprocate, well, he's not going to call necessarily, and then you're going to feel bad about yourself. So I make him wait.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to sleep with someone on the first date, you have to, you know, be aware of the consequences afterwards that going into that, you're not, just might not hear from them after that. And you're going in there, you know, with your own free will just to have fun.
Hey, you better get a good nut. That's the
piece. Hey. Yeah. I agree with that. I think you definitely should proceed with caution. The only thing is, I know I've met a person that actually had a one-night stand, and they eventually became, you know, together or married. So, again, that's probably rare, but you definitely need to.
Yeah, on the rare occasions. Those are not the
Right.
That kudos to them, yes. Because I would love to have, you know, something like that. Even not exactly based on just the one night stand, but if you can just really, you feeling that person and something can develop from that, that's awesome. So kudos to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just would get a fan perspective right now to see how, you know, their opinion is on about sex on the first date. How do they determine a woman by them having sex on the first date?
I can tell you right now, man is okay with that.
You know, men are okay with having sex on the first date, but I can tell you, I mean, I've talked to thousands of guys, literally, because I have Sex Is Not for Sissies is my website, and I talk to guys all the time about what they want, and even though they'll be happy for you to give it to them, most guys still will say, even though it might seem old-fashioned, they are perfectly happy with waiting and chasing.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, men are hardwired that way, to be out and run around chasing things, killing saber-toothed tigers, All these men, I have seminars and workshops where I bring in men only, women only, and couples. North Carolina.
Oh,
it can be a road show. Don't worry. I take it on the road. I've done it in about 4 states now.
Oh, okay.
I think it's different. I think Southern men versus men from up north are totally different, though. I think you're going to get
my.
That.
Wait
know,
a minute. Are you doing the north versus the south?
Right.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
There's no difference. There's no difference.
Wow.
Look, I've been to 45 countries, and men are the same everywhere. And it doesn't matter which part of the country. It doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter what religion they are. They are still exactly the same.
I can believe that. They just get us with that Southern charm.
Well, I just tell you, you know, it's all about us buying into whatever society is trying to tell us right now. And so everybody's trying to say that casual sex is fine and wonderful and good. And as a woman who grew up at a time where there would have been more sexual repression, I'm glad that the opportunity to do whatever you want is there. But I can still tell you that men are perfectly fine to wait. And sometimes you get better deals.
And that's the obstacle of it. Is what I'm saying is women think opposite. You know, think the men be the ones that want it.
Yes,
more than like I said, 9 times out of 10, it's very hard to find that, oh, we're going to get him. You know, so that's what makes me so sexy sometimes. But yeah, I know my mind wonders a lot. My mind is always in the gutter.
But there is a double standard between men and women on, you know, sex on the first date. You know, men get high fun, women get shunned.
Right.
What is the new word that's called? Slut shame.
Well, I ain't hear that word.
You never heard that word? Amber Rose came up with that term.
I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess you threw stuff on a spot.
Well, ladies, is it okay for your partner to have a male best friend?
No.
I'm sorry, not a male, a female.
Female best friend?
Yeah.
You know, I think being married, you know, I honestly think that it cannot work because it's too much going on there. You know, you could have, say, for example, you're married or you're with a significant other, your guy, and he has this girl that's been, you know, his friend from day one or whatever. And let's just say you guys are having a problem. So he may go confide in her, and just coincidentally, she may be having a problem with her significant other. And then before you know it, you know, it will be an issue. They just might very well hook up, you know. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of hard for men and women to be true friends.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it
me
at all.
Me neither.
Really?
No. Because a woman who is truly a best friend is not going to be sexually attracted to him. I mean, you can have a friend of the opposite sex who is not sexually attracted to you and you not to them. And I don't care how bad it is, you're not going to sleep with them because it'd be like being with your brother and sister.
Okay.
And
what does that guy think, though? What does the guy think? Guys think differently.
I had a male best friend,
and I thought he was my best friend until he got drunk one night and started sending me penis pictures. Mind you,
okay.
Thank you.
Check.
That's
what
and then messed up the
whole relationship after the fact. Yeah. But see, he wasn't really a best friend. He was just hanging close by, hoping for the right moment.
He was waiting to get the cookie.
Yeah, that's true.
He was waiting for that right time. Right time.
But you know, I have a best friend.
The right moment.
I have a best friend that I've been friends with since we were babies. I'm young.
Right.
I'm 33. But we've never crossed that line at all. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
him
for that.
Right.
Okay. No. Never gestured into anything.
No.
And he's there for me at the drop of a dime.
Okay, now that's the best time. Well,
exactly. Like you guys said, I guess it depends on the person. He's in and out of relationship. He's the type that he will wife someone, but as a friend, even not as a best friend, he wouldn't cross that boundary. I'm just speaking from my experience, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's never crossed the boundary. Actually, the subject never ever came up. But you do have those people that when you have a male best friend of the opposite sex, whether you're male or female, they're automatically going to assume that you're sleeping together.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
That's because when these people keep saying, oh, that's my brother, that's my cousin, and all that stuff, and she's a widow. messing it up for everybody else.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with you ladies on that. Do you guys have best friends of the opposite sex? Or are you friends that maybe you're close with? You do?
Yeah, I do. I've been friends since elementary school.
Wow.
If I do, they're gay. I mean, for me, if I do have a friend, they're not into me. They're into boys, so. I mean,
oh, no. I mean,
does that
count? Yeah, it doesn't.
We have to make a trip down to the ACL.
Oh, yes.
And to North Carolina so we can join some of your discussions that you have on. I would love to come out there.
You need to come to North Carolina for CIAA. Yeah.
Well, that is
a book-up convention.
I'm trying to come up North
Carolina. I know.
So where are you?
We're located in North New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jersey.
Yes.
It's fine. I'm always in Philadelphia and New York, so it wouldn't be hard.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that would be great. We definitely have to keep in contact for that because I would love to call.
Yes.
We can work it out.
Guys, you're listening to Talk with Tony G and Friends with Mia, Hamida, Tiffany, and Jazz here tonight. Oh, Tiff is gone. And we have our special guest here tonight. We have Volga here. Check out her website at sexisnotforsissy.com. And also check out Yakiri. She's an author, an erotic author. She has a couple of novels out for you guys. You can check her on her website. Yakiri, please state your website again for me.
It's MissYakiri.com.
MissYakiri.com. MissYakiri.com.
That's it.
All right. Make sure you guys show them some love. They're representing
us. Oh, and
just so
you know, I'm an author as well. I have a book called Sins, Secrets and Lies, and my upcoming book is 7 Secrets to Seriously Satisfying Sex.
Wow! Make sure you guys check out the website. You know, get their books online, whatever you like to do. You know, show them some love because they're definitely showing us love tonight, and I really appreciate them being on the show tonight.
I have a quick question for the both of them since they're like the experts for like sex right now. What do you guys think about that 50 Shades of Grey and the book?
50 Shades of Grey is something that's getting a whole bunch of people in trouble because they are jumping out there thinking that they want to do what was in the book. The movie was pretty much sanitized so that it could go out to a PG or R-rated audience. But in the book, it's a fantasy, the typical fantasy that everyone wants. It's the woman who doesn't have a whole bunch going on, who runs into this super rich guy who has his own helicopter and owns buildings and has holdings all over the world. And then, of course, he takes her into domination and submission, which, I mean, if that's your thing, that's all right. But I'm sorry, nobody's putting any clamps on my nipples.
Let's talk about how she went from 0 to 60 real quick. She was a virgin. The main character in the a virgin and went straight into her first sexual experience. She went into her first sexual experience with this man that's into S&M.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And she had to sign this whole contract and everything about what she would and wouldn't do. And, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm all into hearts and flowers and all that kind of stuff, but whips and chains and gags and being tied up and suspended from walls, it's not my deal.
Mm-hmm.
Me either. I mean, how sexy is that really?
Well, I want to ask you guys a question. A couple of weeks ago, one of our topics was about anal sex. And the question was, does anal sex really help to make the butt grow bigger?
Nope.
Does it help does it help to do what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's okay. Does it help to make your butt grow bigger?
No.
No.
Thank you, because I have a flat butt and I don't like any sex at all.
No. The only thing that's going to help your butt grow bigger would be squats or implants.
Or shots. Did you mention shots?
Yeah, the shots are, they're still kind of dangerous, though.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, squats. Have you done squats?
I haven't done any squats.
Hello.
Well, squats will do it. Squats will help. Just depends on what you're working with.
We definitely have to work on them squats
because
I know I need to.
Yeah, but as far as anal sex, no, it's not going to do anything for your figure. Might leave some handprints while they're holding on, but that's about it.
Thanks. I have tried it, and I feel fine.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't hear you. Guys have been in prison what?
Created anal sex.
Oh, no. Anal sex has been around forever, and it sometimes has been one of those things that probably the first time anybody did it was because they were too wet and too slippery and slid in.
Or accident.
Yeah, it can happen accidentally. So then they thought, oh, well, maybe this is interesting. But, you know, it just depends. Anal sex is for all intents and purposes, it just puts you at too much risk, you know, risk of tearing. You can develop fistulas.
Yeah.
That's a connection between your anus and your vagina. Who wants that?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely increases your risk for sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, my background is nursing and public health, so I have to put that in there. But if it's your thing and you're doing what you're supposed to do, then I guess that's your deal.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But mention that it does feel good. So plug that one in.
It is called.
Say what?
It's the part of sex that the guy has to know when you're doing it and get you relaxed. I'm telling you.
You hear me? Were you saying something?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, plug in that it does feel good. Just be clean with it. It does feel good.
Yeah, for some people it's absolutely great for them. And for other people, there's absolutely no benefit. So it's like every aspect of sex. Yeah, it's for every aspect of sex. Some people, absolutely, and I think it's coming up, can you have great sex if you don't have oral sex? And some people will tell you yes, and other people will say if there's no oral sex, there's not going to be anything else either.
That is true. You know, I need oral sex to get me started. I mean,
foreplay.
I can already, foreplay all the way. I can be wet, but, you know, I need you to eat it. Let me come, and then let's go. You know what I mean? Let's get it moving. I need oral sex in my relationship.
80% of women cannot achieve orgasm without direct clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me personally, I don't need it.
I don't need it.
My firm, thick penis will do me just right. And you know, there are some people who can orgasm just by thinking about it. So, it's really great because we have that whole continuum of I can't ever get there unless there's a whole bunch going on in the other part of, well, all I have to do is just be in the room. So.
Yeah. And see, I guess I always thought I was like that weird person because a lot of my girlfriends are so into it. And I was like, you know what, it's really not that big of a deal. So now I feel comfortable saying, okay, I got somebody on my team now because it's not, you know, it's just, you know, I don't necessarily have to have that as long as I have, you know, other things.
I guess the person just has to know how to work it and know how to hit that G spot. Got to find his stroke. Yeah. Shout out to the people that don't need it, because I do. Call us if you're listening in and you'd like to join the conversation. Give us a call at 646-787-8087. We're going to take a little break. And we're going to leave you guys with another song selection. So my very special guest, we're going to break, and I will be right back.
drip, lay it on the floor. I'ma need ya, do a little more, yeah. The shower is overrated, baby. I anticipate it tonight.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Talk with Tony G and Friends. We have our special guest in the building tonight. The next subject that we're going to go into is when you see a ring on someone's finger, does it make them more attractive or off limits? Please feel free to call in and join the conversation at 646-787-8087. Yakiri.
Yeah.
When you see a ring on someone's finger, does it make them more attractive, or do you think they're off limits?
Personally, I think they are off limits, and this is just a personal experience that I encountered living here in Atlanta. I was out with my girlfriends, and you know, this guy was at the bar with us, and he bought us some drinks, and basically, he, you know, we were talking,
And, you know, one of my friends was like, you know, you got a ring on your finger. And he's like, yeah, but I just want you guys to know, you know, I am gay. And this is basically to kind of throw the women off. So I definitely, you know, this is the time zone or, you know, this is the era that we're living in that a lot of these men, they may have on rings. And you're thinking they're straight. It just may be a undercover situation there that's going on. So I definitely would say off limits. And, again, because I'm married, yeah, of course, there'll be off limits. But if I was single, off limits.
I think it's both for me, attractive and off limits. I would say it's attractive because I've been planning my wedding for years now. And it's like, that man is just adoring me. That just loves me so much. And when I see a man with a ring, it's attractive to me because, you know, in the Bible, it says, find a wife, you find the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I look at it like, wow, for a man to marry, you know what I'm saying? It had to be like that. I couldn't live my life without her. You know what I'm saying? So that is attractive to me. And I also say it's offline because I don't do marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I applaud that, you know, or whatever. But like I said, it all depends on the man. Mm-hmm. It either makes you attractive or because some people can't write this thing just because it was the right thing. I had a baby by her and whatever, you know, they got in it for what it's worth for. So I think it's
okay. And you, Valda, what do you think about that situation?
Oh, no. A ring doesn't mean anything to me because half the guys who are married don't wear them anyway. So that doesn't mean anything. It's just if they wear a ring, then that is a sign to me that I don't even want the complication. But, you know, there's so many men out there who don't wear rings and who won't tell you anyway. So you don't ever know what you're looking at.
I agree with that. I want to play devil's advocate here. There are men that wear rings because they feel like it attracts women and they're not married.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it just so that they can get women and have them in a certain position so that they know it's not going anywhere but, you know, where it is.
Hmm. Well, that's kind of sad, actually.
It is.
I agree with her because my husband has friends to actually do that. So, yeah, that is true. They will actually wear a ring and pretend as if they're married just to get women. So,
yeah. Well, you know, Carrie, you mentioned that, you know, you guys were at a club and the guy only wore a ring on his finger because he wanted to, you know, sway the attention from the women. A couple of weeks ago, we had a topic, about guys on a down low. Do you consider that a guy on a down low?
Absolutely. I don't know how much lower he can get. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, really, the down low, though, is different. I mean, the down low is when you have a guy who is saying that he's straight, but he's having sex with men. So, you know, it sounds like this guy was just trying to look straight to people, but not that he was trying to pick up women as a result. I mean, he said he was gay. So a down low person will not tell you that he's having sex with a man. He has tricked himself into believing that because he doesn't talk about it, because he doesn't announce it, because he doesn't use a condom, that he can go right back in there with his wife or girlfriend or female partner and have sex with her after he's been exposing himself.
I'm gagging right now.
I'm sorry?
Gagging right now.
Yeah, well, that's what the download phenomenon is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that I kind of agree. I agree with everything, what everyone is saying. I think it's a kind of attractive to, like Jazz was saying, you know, sometimes you have in your mind, you know, your wedding or, you know, your dreams or what you want your man to be or whatever the case may be. So when you do see a guy with a ring on, you just think, you know, like, oh, wow, you know, how sweet. I wish I had that. I wish I can, you know, be like that or, you know, someone of that nature. Now, off limits, I would say off limits as well because for me, if you see that this man has a ring on his finger, then for me, that approach would be a waste of time because I know you can't be mine. You're already married. So if you're out there faking a funk with a ring on your finger, you might be missing out on a good woman. Right. You know? Please take this call, ladies. Thanks for calling Talk with Tony G. You're on air. Caller 862. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Dr. Wood. I come from Newark, New Jersey. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Yeah. This is the car.
Hey, Dr. Wood. How are you? Hey, Dr. Wood.
Hello?
Yes?
You're breaking up.
We're here. What did you want to comment on tonight? His call just dropped, so he'll be calling us back in. Yeah, I think that was Omar, Dr. Wood. He could have came in tonight, you know, could be with us tonight, but I guess he had other plans. But I'm sure he'll give us a call back. He's anxious about this conversation.
He always does a no call, no show. Dr. Wood, if you're out there listening, you're fired. We love you.
So, ladies, men with money versus men without money. You know, the comparisons between the two in a relationship. How do you feel about that? Let Mia answer on that topic really fast and see how she feels about that.
I feel like men without money have all the time in the world to spend with you and, you know, be a cuddle affectionate and everything like that. And versus a man with money, you know, he'll throw materialistic things at you, but don't necessarily have the quality time to spend with you. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You're dealing with a broke guy with no money, yet and still, he has all the time in the world to spend with you, you know, that quality time. But then when you get with a guy that has money, he doesn't have any time for you, but he's giving you all the materialistic things. So, like, where's the median, like, where's that the average people at?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I have my own money, so money has never been an issue for me. And, you know, I find that guys who are broke and guys who are rich can both be jerks and the opposite. You know, it's just about where is their head as far as it relates to you and as far as it relates to their own security? Because, unfortunately, men still get intimidated by women who have money. You have to find if they don't have any. And probably, maybe because they've been abused by people who reminded them constantly that they didn't have any. But I'm just about where's your head and how do we interact and do we have that chemistry? Do I feel great when I see you? Because if I feel great when I see you and I know that automatically I'm going to want your hands on me and I'm going to want everything you have, I don't care what your financial state is.
That's true. It can go that way as well.
My mom always told me that you could get your heart broken by a rich man as easily as a poor man. So listening to my mom, I would only have been with wealthy guys.
You, Carrie, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, my thoughts are, you know, it just depends on where the guy is at. If this man doesn't have money, are we saying that he's never, ever going to have money? Or are we just, you know, it could be a situation where the guy is in college and, you know, most college kids are broke, but at the end of the day, if they have a goal.
That's true. I guess, like you said, it kind of depends, you know, on what his goals are and, you know, what exactly he wants to do. Because you don't want to, you know, you may love a guy who doesn't have much and you'll just have to learn to work with that or you have to move on. Some people just can't be with a guy that don't have nothing. Bring something to the table.
Yeah, either you don't have nothing, you have to have some type of game. You have to have something. And I feel as though in a relationship with a guy with money, he either has to be pushing me forward or something. I gotta be careful. Something. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it'd be better with a guy that don't have nothing, that has a humongous heart. You know, but you have to have some type of, you have to have something in mind. You have to. You don't necessarily have to be about money.
because I know, like I said, I'm just going for myself. You know, I'd rather struggle, do whatever, than have a problem. But that's just my opinion. So it's either way. With no money, but have me, you know, treat it for my God, whatever the case may be, and a man with money can be a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Side note on a guy that don't have money, ladies, we have to be really, really careful with these guys with potential.
Right.
But sometimes that potential be a lie.
That's true.
That is true.
Well, our time is almost up. We have about 11 minutes. But what I did want to ask you guys, there was a question that was asked that why are women never satisfied? You can work 40 hours a week, come home, do the dishes, go shopping, take care of the kids, everything. But she still has something to say. She's just not happy. You know, can you guys comment on that?
Wow.
Yeah, of course that came from a guy.
Well, yeah, I imagine so. But number one, that's probably not true of most people in most relationships anyway. And if that person is not satisfied, then they probably aren't going to be satisfied if you have everything. Because
mm-hmm.
people who support you will support you while you are working that second job and going to school and doing all that, and will have a meal for you and rub your feet when you're dead tired. And those who are not going to be satisfied won't care if you're flying around in your own private jet. They're still going to find something else. So
mm-hmm.
he needs to look at who he's with and decide if it's worth the energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I agree with that. I definitely agree. I think at the end of the day, relationships in general is just it's just a work in progress, whether you're married or you're just dating or whether you're just, you know, trying to figure it out. So at the end of the day, it has to be some kind of commonality or some kind of thing that you guys have to just sit down and figure it out together. So, you know, no relationship is perfect. So if he's saying that she's not, you know, why are you never satisfied, again, she needs to reevaluate what's going on with him and that relationship.
Absolutely. Lee, do you want to add anything?
Women are satisfied. Meaning, as far as
no, I just think in a relationship line, like I said, he can work, he handles everything, and then when he comes home, she's still just not happy. With an attitude, upset, whatever the case may be.
Then she has issues. I don't know. I wasn't satisfied. With some friendship,
mm-hmm.
but not so-called relationship.
Right.
And I said to him, I said, this is what you call a relationship, I don't want it. So, I mean, he's not being satisfied.
That's what I said.
I'm not going to be in a relationship, I'm not satisfied. I'm not going to keep holding. I'm not satisfied. Like not being happy.
Exactly. Just settling.
Some women don't know how to let go.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm. That's the hard part. When you're in a relationship with someone, especially if you guys invested your time and y'all been together for a long time, even with not being satisfied, you know, women still stay.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a number of reasons, you know, financial stability,
right.
Children,
well,
you know.
I don't have nowhere to go.
That is true. Well, we had an awesome time with you guys tonight. Guys, once again, our special guest is Valda Ford. She's a registered nurse and also a sex expert and also an author.
Woo-hoo!
Check out her website at www.sexisnotforsissies.com, or you can check out her page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/sexisnotforsissies. And also, you can check out Yakiri Thomas, who's an erotic author. And she was awesome tonight as well.
Thank you.
Her website is Miss Yakiri, which is spelled MSYAKIRI.com. So make sure you show them guys some love. And ladies, I'm really glad that you called in.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for calling in. I definitely want to keep in touch with you guys so we can come out and visit you guys.
You guys need to call back
in. Sounds good.
We need you as guests again because I really have a lot of sex questions.
I'm sure we can work it out.
I have a lot of sex questions and a lot of questions I need answered. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. It's not just you.
Yeah, let me tell you, when I have my seminars, you wouldn't believe the questions, and there are no end to them. So you're right there, right with everybody else. Feel good about it.
Yeah, we definitely have to come to those seminars. Well, ladies, thanks for tuning in with Talk with Tony G. Guys, if you're listening, we're here every Saturday at 9. You can listen in on blogtalkradio.com/talkwithtonyg. And you can also call in at 646-787-8087. Once again, ladies, thanks for calling in, and you guys have a wonderful night.
All right,
good night. Guys, I'm going to end this with one more song selection. And you guys have a great night. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Peace.
Samara, call from New York City. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
What did you think about the topics tonight? You have any comments?
I was kind of in and out because, you know, it was tournament time, so I'm watching the game and I'm smoking or something, and so I was in and out, so kind of like to throw something at me, and then we'll chop it up for a few minutes.
Oh, no, Mr. Mayor, you were supposed to listen to the whole thing.
I'm supposed to, but, you know, my attention is divided. This is kind of like a female-type thing, so y'all can go in and do what you do.
No,
you know
not.
What I mean?
We need a male
so,
perspective.
But I'm calling it now, so that should be the point of the matter. So I'm here, and I'm in the building. What's going on?
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
What do you think about sex
yes,
on the first
yes,
date?
Sex. Yes, please.
Sex
yes,
on the first date, does it make you
yes,
less
please.
Does it make you less of a woman or a man?
No. If you know what you get if you know what you're getting into.
That's
you
true.
Know. I mean, if you just go and meet somebody and pop off, that just tells the person what type of person you are. But if you're into something, developing something, you don't have to necessarily just have to be on your first time you see each other. Y'all could talk. Vibe, have drinks, whatever. But when y'all first official date, if you decide to pop off like that, it happened. Y'all put yourself in that situation. Deal with the comeback. That's my
all
motto
right, so
for
me,
everything in 2015.
So let me ask
yeah.
you a question. A female give it up to you on the first date. You calling her back?
Why not? Because it's going to enhance the chance I'm going to get it on the second
no,
date and the third date.
Right now.
Why not? Huh?
You sound real politically correct right now.
I sound politically correct right now?
Yeah.
I guess if that's how you take it, but, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to put, you know, foot for nobody. This is what it is. Why shouldn't I call her? Why shouldn't I call her back?
Why shouldn't you
why
call
not?
Her back to get it again, right?
Right. Why not? if we talk to her, I mean, you know, why not?
I mean, some guys are a little bit like, oh, shit.
Well, that's some guys. You got to talk to them. You're talking to me right now.
After
that's them. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why it would be, it should be, or could be conceived or perceived as a problem. Calling her back, you know, say, hey, how you doing? Everything's cool. Blah 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 blah. That shows a little bit of modestism of respect.
Exactly.
A little bit. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with it.
Why is it that, you know, with sex on a first date, why is it that the men get the high five and the women get downgraded? Why is that?
I guess that's society. That's how society rolls. But, I mean, again, you know, you're living in a day, like y'all said earlier, you're living in a day of the independent woman. Well, you're not really supposed to give a damn about what nobody say about you. If you move how you move and it pleases you, make it happen for yourself.
Yeah.
Who give a, you know what I mean? I'm not going to really flip out or, you know what I mean, or wild out, but who gives a damn about what they like or what they think?
Exactly.
Did they help you? Did they help you get the way you need to go? Hell no. So fuck them. You know what I mean?
I agree. I don't think nothing's wrong with
that. Leave them right there by themselves with their toys or whatever they dealing with. Well, they worrying about what you doing.
I feel as though there's nothing wrong with sex on the first day because I'm quite sure your first day ain't the first time you spoke to him, ain't the first time that, you know, anything. I'm quite sure y'all had phone conversations.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
How
you
want to bust their
ass?
I mean, my thing would be. My thing would be, what if it was, you know, if the female is, you know, and she's looking forward to it, anticipating whatever, and the dude is talking real crazy, like what he gonna do, and this and that, put the cart before the horse, and then it pop off, and she not really satisfied, then what? Now he's calling her back like everything was fly, and now you can't even, you know what I mean? Now what do you do?
I ain't answering my phone.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm not answering my phone, and he should get the message. But
yeah,
if he calls, that's when he gets blocked. Especially if the sex was whack.
Wow.
A lot of men like to hype it up. Like, they can bust your ass, and they can do this and that, and then when they get that shit is whack as hell.
To each his own, man. I mean, you know, that's why you say, like, I mean, as far as me, with me, I'd be like, I'll let you be the judge. You tell me. You know what I mean? You tell me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sell you no dream, you know, because I might like certain things that you're not into and vice versa once we get to that scenario. You know what I mean? So you can't really dictate what somebody like or what they're not going to like, you know, over the phone or whatever. You could talk all that fly shit all you want. But when it comes to the situation and you ain't handling your business, and you know you ain't handling your business, that's what you end up. That's what you end up on Talk with Tony G and Friends.
Hey.
That could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. You know, that depends on how you.
Let's say that you're in a relationship, right?
Right.
Is it okay? Is it okay for you or your partner to have a best friend of the opposite sex?
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
I might sound a little politically correct to your buddy over there, but it's all good. Listen, because if you have people in your life that you had before me, and I'm not saying sexually, I'm just saying as a friend, you might have somebody you grew up with the school with, blah, 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 blah. I can't come between that. You know what I mean? So if you want to tell me that one thing is going on, in actuality something else is going on, keep it rocking until you get caught out there. When you get caught out there, then it's a whole other scenario. But I'm going to let you live. I got no problem with it because I got friends that are females, and I would expect the same respect from you.
I just honestly think that, yeah, you know, it's nothing that you can do because you're better with the informant, but it's a respect level. Like, I'm quite sure, okay, if I'm not in a relationship, you know, yeah, we may kick it, we may talk, you know, like a best friend supposed to be. But I feel as though once you're in a relationship, it's setting boundaries. Like, don't feel as though you're going to hang out all the time, man, like how we used to be. You know, things do change. But just know, in all honesty, like, I can still consider my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a certain bridge you don't cross. You know, I'm
myself,
I do have a real best friend that before
but I
went, he got into a relationship. You know, he came to my house, he hung out, and did whatever. But now that he's married, you know, it's a different lifestyle for him. You know, I'm not going to expect for him to come to every event that I had that he used to do before he got married. That's his wife.
Right. You know? So, I mean,
she knows that I'm his best friend or whatever, and I don't cross that line. If you don't cross that line,
But I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, some people can move like that. I mean, I have platonic friends that I went to school with and wouldn't even think about trying to get at them like that, because that's not they're not my type. I'll put it to you like that. You know what I mean? She's not my type. So we could talk all day, and the subject of sex would never even come up. But even if it did come up, it'd just be on some generalization shit. I wouldn't be trying to get at you and kick it to you and nothing like that. I do have friends that's like that. So, I mean, it's how you treat them, yo. It's how you treat them. You know, it's what you attract. It's what you attract. You know what I'm saying? Like you said earlier, if you go into the club or whatever, you have a one-night jump-off, that's all you're going to attract, yo. That's all you're going to, that's all it's going to be in your cipher. It's that type of shit. Excuse my French.
You have to know seven inches.
Okay, so Mr. Mayor.
Yes, baby.
When you see a ring on someone's finger, does it make them more attractive to you, or does it make them off limits? Your opinion.
It makes them off limits. It makes them off limits. Yeah. You married. I don't want to be bothered with you.
That is true. I
don't want to be bothered. Yeah, I mean, then again, you could look at it like this. It depends, man. Every circumstance is different. You might run into somebody that's married, and they might just want to, you know, be around you for the companionship or whatever the case may be. You respect that, you know. But if they cross the line and come into your situation, then all bets are off. You're not going to jump into their situation because you respect the ring, you respect their marriage or whatever. But if they coming at you, hard body, then, you know, take it where you think it should go.
Be able to deal
with the comeback. That's my shit for 2015. Be able to deal with the comeback. That's it.
So, in other words, you ain't turning down no ass from no married chick if she coming at you.
If a married chick is coming at me, and I'm feeling her like she feeling me, then yeah, maybe some things can happen. Maybe something. And that's not politically correct, right? I'm not trying to be politically correct. I just want to make sure. I don't know if that's Miss Mia or what. You know what I mean? But I'm not trying to be politically correct. You know.
Yeah.
But
if she's married.
But you know what though? From the door, I would be like, yo, I respect your marriage. I would definitely put that out there. I would definitely put that out there. Now I say, look.
How much respect is it though? If you would take the ass if it was thrown at you.
No, it's not. No. So you putting in you twisting it to make it sound to your advantage, to make it sound feasible to you. I didn't say I was taking nothing.
Mr. Mayor.
I didn't say I was
Mr.
saying
Mayor.
That. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me finish. I didn't say I was taking nothing. I said if she offered it to me and the vibe was there, I'm doing what I do. You know what I mean? But I'm not taking nothing. I'm not going to pursue the issue. I'm not pressing the issue.
Okay, I'll put it to you like that. Okay, well, maybe I'll use the wrong word. But at the end of the day, like, how much respect is you really giving to her marriage where she's coming at you and you still having sex with her?
You listening to yourself talk right now? You asking me how much respect am I giving to it? How much respect is she giving to it? You listening to yourself talk right now?
I'm just saying, listen, Buffy,
if she's married, I'm going to let her know from the door, look, I respect your marriage, but if things proceed, if she don't give a fuck about it, why should I? You know what I mean? So, if we moving like that, then let's move. It ain't no beef. Huh? Morals. What she said? Morals. That's what she said? Morals? Knock it off. We all morally bankrupt. Knock it off. Morals? Come on, man. Much BET as you watch, man. Come on, yo. Morals. Come on.
Nobody don't believe in morals no more?
It depends. You gotta ask that person that's married that's trying to get something on the side if they believe in morals. How about that?
I mean, that is true.
That's a
you
good question.
You gotta ask them.
Huh?
That is true. You know what, Mr. Man, you gave us another topic for another show.
Oh, well, you know, I'm here to serve the community, you know. in any way I can. You know what I'm saying? But for real, on the real tip, I would respect it to a certain degree. But now, again, remember, the vibe has to be right. You know what I'm saying? I might not be feeling her because she smoke cigarettes. Or she might wear some crazy-ass makeup or something. It just throws the whole thing off. We might be cool, but then, you know, because then it's not up to her. It's up to me. If I decide to pursue it, then what happens is what happens. That's all.
I feel that.
You know, in respect to all the ladies, no doubt.
All right. Call us 662. You're on with Talk with Tony G. Tell us where you're calling from and your name.
Hey, what's good? It's Improvised Celebrity Impersonator. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Hey! How you doing tonight, Mississippi?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. So what do you want to talk about tonight? You want to hit on some of the topics that we talked about?
The sex on the first, I done had sex. I remember I met a girl on set, and we had sex the first night we met.
You sound like it.
Yeah, after we were shooting the movie, and after the movie, we went back to my house, and that was it.
Y'all went back to the house and made a movie.
Yeah, we did it without a camera, though. We didn't have a camera. It wasn't no roll, no script.
It wasn't no script.
We
okay,
ain't had nobody to say cut.
Okay, so sex on the first date. Did you call it back?
Yeah, we ended up staying together for 3 years. Then after that, we just let it stay like that.
Okay. Well, kudos to you for hanging in there for 3 years.
For sex on the first date.
Yes, sir.
So, do you think that it makes you less of a man or a woman when you have sex on the first date?
Nah, because you don't know. See, I didn't know it was going to happen. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's different if you know it's going to happen versus you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's true. And the thing with sex on the first date is you don't know what's going to happen after that. Well, is it okay for your partner to have a best friend of the opposite sex? How do you feel about your partner having a best friend of the opposite sex?
Oh, yeah, that's cool, man. I ain't tripping. I got the friend of the opposite sex. Nah, that's cool, man.
What if he's the type of friend that's clingy? Like, that's his best friend, his down bitch, and, you know, they spend a lot of time together. When she's not with you, she's with him. How do you feel about that? Like, do you think that you'll start having thoughts in your head, like wondering exactly what's going on between the two?
Now, see, we don't need to be almost the same amount of time. Like, if you spend the same amount of time with me as you spend it with him, now, that right there, now, see, you talking to both of us. You trying to sleep with that left hand. You talking to both. You know what I'm saying? You would be flying with him for an hour, you know.
Well, look,
breakfast, he getting your lunch, see.
Well, how do you feel about oral sex? Like, can you just have sex and get no oral?
That's not in the book right there. That ain't. That is not one of the situations you can put yourself in. I'll let go together.
Mississippi, can you just hold on for 1 second? We have another caller calling in. Hold on 1 second, Mississippi, while we take this next call.
All right.
Caller 862, thanks for calling in with Talk with Tony G and Friends. Tell us where you're calling from and your name.
I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey.
You calling from Newark, New Jersey. This number looks familiar. I got to go through my phone book. What's your question? What's your take on the topics that we discussed tonight?
I don't know. I'm just calling in.
Okay, so tell me this. Sex on the first date, does it make you less of a man or a woman? Answer honestly. Keep it a set.
Say it again.
You think it?
I'm asking on the first date.
Does it make you less of a man or a woman if you have sex on the first date?
No.
No, you. Oh, thanks for the elaboration. Put him on mute.
Sometimes it just happens like that.
It don't just happen like that?
I said sometimes it just happens like that.
So why is it that when, you know, you knock a girl down on the first date, you know, you get kudos, high five, you my nigga. But when a chick do it, she's
all,
a bitch. She's
all
a
type of whore.
She a thot. She a slut bucket. Why is that?
She a bird. That's what birds do.
Okay, so why is she a bird and you not?
I don't know. I don't even care.
You don't care. As long as you get that ass on that first date, you straight.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. If you, when you do have sex on the first date, would you call her?
Would I call her back?
Yeah, would you give her a call? Would you call her back?
Hell yeah, he's
yeah.
calling. Get that
yeah, if it was good.
But if it was trash, you mean you gonna tell her it's trash, or you just gonna ignore her calls and shit?
Nah, I ain't gonna get those calls. I ain't gonna call.
I honestly don't see nothing wrong with having sex on the first date. I mean, if the vibe is good, the chemistry is good, because like I said in my previous topic, I basically was saying it honestly can't be too much of a bad thing to do, because a first date to me is you have talked on the phone, you have talked for a minute now to have this first date. Now, it's a difference between sex on the first date and the one night stand. A one night stand to me is more of you out in the club, you stop, and y'all fuck.
And you know you ain't talking to him no more after that.
Exactly. Now, sex on the first date, I honestly don't feel as though there's nothing wrong with it. Because it's just our first date. We talk, we discuss what we're going to do on our first date, everything. So, I don't see nothing.
Ain't nothing wrong with you just making sure it's right.
Huh?
I said, there's nothing wrong with it. You just making sure it's right. Why are you waiting for it?
Sexy as shit. Okay, so let us know about, do you think it's okay for your partner to have a best friend of the opposite sex?
That's fine, too.
It's fine for your partner to have a best friend of the opposite sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you really, really giving us a lot to go off of. Thanks for all the elaboration.
That's a lot to go off of. Just simple answers? Huh?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, simple answers from simple people. You.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to change my clothes right now.
Tell us your name.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Your name Jimmy John. Jimmy
no.
John Magnum, huh? Jimmy
yep.
John Magnum, hold on the line for us, okay? Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap it up in a little bit. Mr. Mayor, are you still here with us?
Yes, I'm in the building. Shout out to the homie from Mississippi, man, for speaking your mind, yo. And the cat from Newark, man, I don't know if you're going to get call of the week, man. You got to come with some, you know what I mean? You got to come with it because they waiting for you to come with some controversy, my dude. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, shout out to the show, man. Shout out to all the friends and all Tony G and all of that. You know what it is.
Hey.
Yeah, sex on the first date is dope, yo. Sex on the first date is dope. And I'm gonna leave it at that.
Good.
If you know what you're doing, and I'm gonna leave the show for this week like this. Sex on the first date is dope. And if you know what you're doing, sex on the second date is gonna be even better. I'm gonna rock with you like that. It's the man. I'm gonna step off. I'll talk to y'all next week. Out.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in tonight, and look forward to hearing from us again next Saturday at 9. Same website. Talk with Tony G. Feel free to call in and join our topics. That's 646-787-8087. Let me get my Mississippi.
Yeah, what's good?
Mississippi and North. I have you both on air. Make sure you guys call in next week. We have some juicy topics for next week. We're going to talk about, you know, whether or not you want to suck the balls when you're sucking a dick. We got some good shit coming up next week. So make sure y'all listen up and call in, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for showing us love, and have a good night.
Good night. Right. Love you, moi.
Mississippi! Mississippi, we love you! All right, guys, so we're going to end this jam out. And you guys enjoy. Don't forget, Talk with Tony G and Friends, Mia, Tiffany, Jazz, Pamita. We're in the building. Have a good night.
Good night.
TikTok, you don't stop. Stop to the 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 take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone. I've been waiting all night, so just let me hold you close to me. Cause I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me. Girl, you make me feel real good. We can do it till we both wake up. This is what I'll do.